say you have nothing to disclose at the beginning of your presentation.
I'm going to do it for you. Good morning. Good. Welcome to our session on moving targets and how industry marketing strategies are evolving. This is your 5-minute quick introduction. I'm going to do the disclosures for every presenter here. All of the presenters listed today have no relationships to disclose. This session has a little bit of a potpourri of different topics, but some of the common themes that I hope you'll see reflected throughout the presentations are new targets for the tobacco industry, or targets that are older but are getting increasingly more emphasis. You're going to hear a lot about smokeless tobacco users. You'll also hear about marketing to the upwardly mobile and to hipsters. We're also going to be looking at new products, brand new products in some cases, new messages, particularly around smokeless products. We'll have two presentations that focus more on new marketing channels, including what's happening now with the branded websites and digital marketing, including emails. You'll see more activity happening under the radar, so things you may not encounter in your everyday travels, mostly because of controlled circulation, direct mail, or password protected websites. And then we'll have the speakers think about what we need to do in terms of ongoing marketing and counter-marketing. There's a few common methods across all the presentations that I'm also going to briefly touch on so that not each speaker has to go through all the methods in detail. These presentations generally have a combination or a triangulation between tobacco industry documents and advertising analysis. So the documents were found in online databases primarily through the Legacy Tobacco Documents Library at UCSF. Some were also found on tobacco documents online. And generally, the technique for finding documents is you start with a few choice search terms. So, for example, you can use a term like smokeless tobacco, the name of a product like Skoal. And then as you find more documents, you use a snowball searching technique to find additional related documents, such as an internal project like Project WSC. And for R.J. Reynolds was a project to develop a wet snuff like Copenhagen. And then as you find additional documents, you can then triangulate those findings with other sources, such as the advertising collections, webcasts, news articles, and things like Google searching. In addition, we have analyses here of tobacco advertising archives. And the main archive that's utilized here is the Trinkets and Trash Collection, which Dan Lewis, one of our speakers, is the queen of. And the presentations, just to let you know who the speakers are, Adrian Mejia is a research specialist at UCSF. Jane Lewis is an associate professor at the University of Medicine and Dentistry, New Jersey. Danny Cortese is a postdoctoral fellow at UCSF. Yogi Henlin is a doctoral student at UCLA now, formerly at UCSF, and Olivia Waskowski is a research specialist at the University of Medicine and Dentistry, New Jersey. So, without further ado, we're going to start with Adrian.